Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're joined on the line right now by Cyril Turton, the Minister of Children and Family Services for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. The main thing I want to talk about here today is about supporting youth mental wellness. I know the province recently announced some investments made in dealing with youth suicide prevention. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's been happening on that front lately?
Yeah, no, thank you very much for the question. You know, as I've been traveling around the province, and I hear firsthand from families, and I know the death of a youth by suicide is a horrible loss for every family, and that's why we feel so important to help support these incredible kids. And that's why last week I was very happy that our government was able to increase the funding for the youth suicide prevention grants by an additional $1 million for a total of $4 million over 2 years.
When it comes to helping sort of the mental health of youth across the province, I know one big thing I've seen talked about a lot is really trying to help kids sort of connect with different organizations, you know, helping them out through like maybe sports or maybe some other things to improve mental wellness. What's some of the things that you've been doing to try to help with some of in sort of that angle there?
Well, you're absolutely correct. So we know that the program is actually making a difference. More than 2,100 youth right across Alberta, including many Indigenous youth, which is very important for me, have been supported through these initiatives. And these programs that are being funded are after-school programming, cultural camps, awareness, and educational workshops. There's going to be 17 eligible organizations that are going to be receiving this grant funding throughout the entire province. And that's actually up from 12 that were being supported last year. So we know that there's going to be a lot of kids that are going to be reaping the benefits of this additional grant funding.
And when it comes to having different resources available for children out there, of course, sometimes the options that you have in a major center like Calgary-Edmonton are a little easier to find than, or sometimes more accessible than some of the ones you may get in some of the more smaller rural communities, like say Peace River or High Level, for example. What are kind of some things you've been working to try to get more of these sort of supports available in some of the more rural areas of the province?
Well, you're absolutely correct. We want to make sure that regardless of where you live in the province, if you're from, a youth living up in High Level, Peace River, like you said, or in Medicine Hat or in Hinton or in Lloydminster, that there's programs and supports for you. And that's why as well, on top of grants like the Youth Suicide Prevention Grants, my ministry funds family resource networks. These are found in every corner of the entire province. These are great ways as well for youth and to be able to access community-based programming as well, find mentorship. And so as I've been traveling around the province, I've been meeting with family resource networks and making sure that they are tailored to the youth and the cultural dynamics of their respective areas in the province. And every area of the province has a family resource network. And it's one of those programs that I love talking about because it truly is preventative in nature.
And when it comes to help getting, I guess, connected with some of these resources, I know Minister Williams, who's a Rambouillet here at Peace River, a lot of the work that he's done in mental health and addictions is about, you know, trying to make sort of different things more accessible in different areas of the province. Has there been a lot of, I guess, sort of cross-ministry work between you and him and some of this mental wellness for youth out there?
Absolutely. And I will say you have actually one of the best MLAs up in that neck of the woods. Minister Williams truly is passionate about helping kids. And so I work very closely with Minister Williams, as well as Minister Nixon as well. He takes care of a lot of programs and services for vulnerable and complex children and youth as well. And even Minister LaGrange and Minister Nicolaides in Education and Health, they all have a part to play. So it truly does take a cross-ministerial approach to make sure that we can fill in all the gaps. We're not where we want to be yet, but I think we're making great progress in that regard, and I'm very thankful for the leadership of Minister Williams working with my ministry in that regard.
Yeah, finally, whenever I have guests here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I always like to look at a little bit of a personal question, show that the politicians are people too. Of course, very, very much a lot of spring-like weather in many parts of the province right now. Probably some more people doing things outdoors and some of the outdoor activities, the warmer weather, the sunshine, and those sorts of things. What about you? What are kind of some of your go-to activities to do in the springtime?
Well, that's one of my most favorite questions, and so for me, I am an avid pickleballer, so I play pickleball as much as I can for my mental and physical health, and as I travel around the province, I'm always on the lookout for pickleball courts or contacting the local pickleball clubs and making sure that we can get a couple games in. So that's kind of my go-to in the nice warm weather for sure.
Might have to see if we can get you hooked up with some around here if you have to make your way up here at some point. Cyril Turton, the Minister of Children and Family Services for the Province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.